And so we see Jesus today talk to us about living our life for an audience of one, if you will, for the Father. And again, as we look at St. Joseph, he did that. That's why there's no words of his recorded in all the scriptures. He was silent. He was hidden. He did what he did for the audience of one, God the Father. Everything he did was for God. And so it must be with us. We don't do things for others. When you listen, we do things for others, but we don't do things to impress others or to make other people think we're great. We have one person to impress, Almighty God. And when we hear the gospel, this is the gospel where we get what we do for Lent, you know, in almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. But isn't it interesting, when we listen to the first reading, Jesus begins with almsgiving, not with prayer, not with fasting. We usually turn what Jesus says around. You know, we start with prayer, and we do fasting for Lent, and almsgiving if we have a chance to do it. But isn't it interesting that Jesus begins with almsgiving? Which means that that must be where we begin. And that's what, again, Paul says here. He says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So again, if we're generous with others, God will be generous with us. If we're stingy with others, then God will be stingy with us. It's the secret of abundance, that when we are generous, God is generous. So if we don't have abundance in our life, not an abundance that focuses on riches, I'm not talking about that at all. I'm just talking about an abundance of blessings. We have to look at our lives and think, am I truly, truly generous, or do I truly, truly put myself first? A generous person does not put his needs first, and if there's anything left over, takes care of everybody else. Now, this morning at the Mass, I talked about we all got a tithe and try it for 6 months, and someone immediately, it didn't even take 10 minutes, made a comment, don't do it, don't do it. Everything will go to ruin. Well, there you go. You either trust God or you don't. St. Joseph trusted God with his life. Do we trust God with our life? Do we live not for everybody else to impress them, but for an audience of one? St. Joseph did. May we do the same. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.